Atlantic City officials gathered today to blow off some steam about the most recent New Jersey state takeover proposal. Politicians from the Tropicana to Trenton have been talking about having the state intervene to save the financially distressed city. But as WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports, local officials are angry over the most recent bid, which would give the state far-reaching powers.
Talking about the takeover bill at a press conference outside City Hall, Atlantic City Mayor Don Guardian did not mince words.
The final piece of legislation that the state presented to us was far from a partnership. It was much worse. It was absolutely a fascist dictatorship.
The bill proposed by several state lawmakers still hasn't been introduced in the legislature, but it would put the state in control of Atlantic City's finances, including the power to cancel union contracts and sell off city assets, such as the water utility. City Council President Marty Small says local officials should be allowed to sort out their own problems, given how previous state interventions in Atlantic City have worked out.
Let's face it, the state has failed Atlantic City tremendously, and there's no other way to put it. Three summits, multiple press conferences, two reports, and an emergency manager named later, we're still in the same position that we are.
Mayor Guardian is now shopping around a new plan to Trenton lawmakers who he wouldn't yet name. At odds with local officials is State Senate President Steve Sweeney, a South Jersey Democrat who has been spearheading the state's effort. A spokesman for Sweeney issued a statement saying a new bill is, quote, far too little and way too late, and that officials need to recognize the severity of the financial crisis facing the city. An exasperated Mayor Guardian said he knows the city is running out of cash, and so he's putting an old idea back on the table, municipal bankruptcy. But that requires state approval, and leaders in Trenton oppose it. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.